Let's start Maseches Kinim. Kinim, I told someone yesterday there are a lot of things I think I could do fairly well in 3 days. Kinim is not one of them, so we'll do our best. Maseches Kinim is one of the more difficult Masechtos in Shas, particularly if you try to understand the various Shitos in Rishonim, and there are a lot of Rishonim on Maseches Kinim, because obviously it's Masechta of Mishnayis, there's no Gemara on Kinim, but the classic commentators on the Gemara all comment on Kinim as well. So even we have the Mefarish, which is in the place of Rashi, just like we had a Mi'ila, we have on Kinim, we have Tosfos, we have on the bottom of the page the Rush, which I think if people go through Kinim in the Daf Yomi, the Rush is normally the one that that they use as the Mefarish, because it's the most straightforward, and of all the options, seems to be the easiest option to go with. You have the Ravid on the side of the page, you have the Bala Ma'or on the side of the page, and of course you have all the Mefarshim Mishnayis, you have the Tanura and the Tosfos Yantiv, and the Rambam and the Rash, so there's so much. There's so many different commentaries on Maseches Kinim. Some introduction to some of the concepts that the Masechta is going to be dealing with. There are 11 different types of people who are going to be chayiv to bring a carbon oath, or chayiv to bring some sort of bird carbon. A person could bring a carbon oath as a neder or nedava. That is always going to be a carbon ola. When a person takes as a neder or nedava, an olas ha'of, it's always going to be an ola, it's never going to be a chatas. And then there are a lot of people that are chayiv to bring a carbon, that are chayiv to bring carbon in an oath. It's not a neder or nedava. And even though, typically speaking, there are chilukim between Nidarim and Nidavos, and we're going to see in the Mishnah is going to describe the primary chilik between Neder and Nidava. In general, throughout the Masechta, when we say Nidava, we refer to either a Neder or a Nidava. When we refer to Nidava, we just mean as opposed to Chova. Chova means an oath that you're chayiv to bring. Nidava means one that you have volunteered to bring, whether it has been you have volunteered it through Nidava or through Neder, whichever mechanism you use. There aren't going to be any nafkaminas in terms of most of what our Masechta has to talk about between Neder and Nidava. It's pretty much we divide between voluntary versus chiyuvim. The karbonos of oath, when you're chayiv to bring them, is the karbonos of oath in general can only be either a chatas or an ola. For a nedava, it's only olos. For a chova, it's one chatas, one ola. So if a person is chayiv to bring a set of birds, they are chayiv to bring one bird as a chatas, one bird as an ola. If a person is bringing a set of birds as a neder or nedava, they are bringing two olos. In Maseches Vachim, in the sixth parak, we go through the various dinim of hakravas karbonof, of bringing the karbonof, and the chilukim between a chatas of and an olas of. One of the most important chilukim between a chatas of and an olas of is the place where you do the carbon on the mizbeach. The carbon ha'ov on the mizbeach is exact opposite from the zrikas hadam of a behema. By chatas behema, the dam is nizrak on the karnos ha'mizbeach, which means from the chuta sikra l'mayla. So typically speaking, when we were dealing with a behema, a chatas would be on the top half of the mizbeach, whereas a chatas ha'ov is always l'mata mechuta sikra. A chatas ha'ov is on the bottom half of the mizbeach. By an olas behema, the dam is nizrak on the bottom half of the mizbeach. The olas ha'ov is on the top half of the mizbeach. And the Rishonim already give a simon. The Mefarish on the first Mishnah tells us the simon is ayin ayin test test, meaning ayin ayin stands for, or some have ayin ayin ayin, three ayins. Olas of lamala. Lamala has the letter ayin right in the middle of it. So olas of lamala. So if you want to know about oaf, the ola of an oaf is lamala. And test test chatas limata. The chatas is lamata. So that's the mnemonic. And you just remember that the opposite is true by a behema. So for an oaf, it's ayin ayin. The ola is lamala, and for the chatas, it is limata. And for a behema, it's the reverse. If a person messes up and does the reverse, if a person takes an oaf and he makes the olas ha'of lamato or the chatas ha'of lamala, the carbon is 100% pasul. It is therefore something that we cannot risk doing. We never, if we're not sure what something is, when you have a suffix, you can't just do one way or the other, because if you're messing it up, it's going to be 100% pasul. If a chatas gets mixed with a carbon ola, we don't know which one is the ola, which one is the chatas. As we just said, there there is no way to fix it, because the concern is maybe you're gonna make treat the ola like a chatos or the chatos like an ola, and in that way the carbon is going to be completely possible. And therefore, even if a single chatos gets mixed in with 10,000 ofos of ola, or the reverse, all of them have to die, because there's no pidyon by an oaf, and there's nothing you could do. You can't bring any of them, because you might be bringing the wrong one on the Mizbech. You're bringing, even if there are 10,000 olas and one chatas, so you can say, ah, chances are it's an ola, so I could bring it on the top half of the Mizbech. No, maybe you're bringing the chatas, and therefore you're bringing in the wrong part of the Mizbech, and it's possible. Therefore, there's absolutely nothing we can do with it. There are two types of ofos that are kosher to bring as a carbon oaf. There are two types of birds. We don't bring chicken or turkey on the Mizbech. We only find Torim and Bnei Yona. Those are the only kinds of birds that we find that we bring as Karbanos on the Mizbech. It says in the Parsha Sola, V'im min ha'of ola karbanola Hashem, v'hikriv min ha'torim o min Bnei ha'yona es karbano. You want to bring a karban, you want it to be an oaf, you bring Torim or Bnei Yona. Torim, however, they have different halachos. Torim are kosher only when they're a little bit older, whereas, as the term B'nei Yona implies, Yonim are kosher only when they're younger. So the Gemara says that that's the Tchilas HaTzihuv, which means when their feathers start to become a golden color, then it's Psulim B'zeh B'zeh. Once it hits that stage, so then it's in this in-between stage where it won't work for either one. By Torim it's still too small, and by B'nei Yona it would be too big. So it's there is this in-between stage. In the terminology we use throughout the Masechta is whenever we say a cane. I just saw in the art school introduction that the proper, even though it's al kan tzipor yagiu rachamecha, you know, it's kan tzipor, that's only when you put it with the word tzipor, but when it's the word kuf nun is alone, it's cane, it's not kan. So, okay, so a cane means two ofos. It means a set of birds. A preda is an of echad. A preda means just a single bird. By karbanos chova, you bring a cane, one of which is a chatas, one of which is an ola. By karbanos nedava, you bring you don't have to bring a cane. You could bring a preda also. You could bring a single bird. If you're taking a nedava, you're volunteering to bring a karban, so it could be a single ola sa'of. If you say hare alai cane, you need to bring two ofos. Both of them are olos, because hare alai is a lashon of a nedava. So since you're taking it as a nedava, so therefore it's only olos. But if you said cane, it means that you have to bring two, and therefore two of them would be olos. Whenever we use the term gozel, that's referring to one bird from within the cane. So again, cane means a set of two birds, usually a chatas and an ola, but if it was a nedava, it's two olos. Preda means a single bird on its own. Gozel means a single bird from the group of two birds. When you bring a cane, it has to be, both ofos have to be from the same min. You can't bring one tor, one ben yona. It's got to be shnei torim or shnei b'nei yona. You can't bring a tor and a ben yona in a single cane. Okay, one more element of introduction before we begin. A cane mefureshes, or maybe when you use the term mefureshes, it's kan mefureshes, I'm not sure, is only when both of the ofos are mefuresh ezel l'chatas ve'ezel la'ola. Meaning, mefureshes means you've predetermined which bird is going to be used for which type of karban. Which one is going to be a chatas, which one is going to be an ola. A kan stuma means that you designated these two birds are going to be the karban, but you have not yet designated which one is going to be used for which carbon, which one is going to be the chatos, which one is going to be the ola. The halacha is that a cane mefureshes can only become mefureshes at two critical points in time, at the lekichas habaylim or the asiyas hakohen. When you initially purchase, you can't be koveya an oaf as an ola or a chatos, or a set of birds as one is an ola, one is a chatos, except for these two critical points in time, at the time that the bailim purchases these birds for a karban, or at the time that the kohen is actually involved in the avoda. If you were not koveya the karbanos at the time of the afrasha, it will remain a kanstuma until the hakrava of the kohen. It will not, you can't say at any point in between the purchase and the Kohen's Hakrava, oh, I decided which one is going to be a Chatas, which one is going to be an Ola. Those are the only two points in time. It's through the Asiya of the Kohen, where he starts treating one like a Chatas, one like an Ola, that it will then become Mefurash, which one is the Chatas, which one is an Ola. So our Masechta is going to deal with a lot of different issues relating to all of these halachos that we just mentioned, and particularly cases of chance where one bird flies from one kan or from many kinim to another kan and they get mixed in, and what do you do? How do you treat the different, how many karbanos can you bring safely knowing that that you're not bringing an ola as a chatos or a chatos as an ola? And it's going to get a little labedic in terms of the cheshbonos and in terms of keeping track of what's what and why all of the halachos in the Mishnah are the way they are. With the Mishnah is also going to deal with someone who's chayiv a kan echad b'chova and kan echad b'nedava. That so in the mixture he's got four birds, but three of them are olos and one is a chatos. Because if you have a kan that you chayiv or a kain that you chayiv for nedava, that's two olos. If you have a kain that you chayiv for a chova, it's one chatos, one ola. And the kohen makes a mistake and he does shtayim lamala, shtayim lamata. So this is a b'diavad case. We're not only going to deal with the chachila cases when. Well, there are two levels of bidyavet. There's bidyavet in the mixture of birds, and then there's bidyavet in now the Kohen messed up, meaning he didn't treat it correctly in terms of what we would have advised him to do. So what do you do if the Kohen messes up and he does shtayim lamala v'shtayim lamata? What's the din if the kinim were stumos and it was in the sparish pasiyas haKohen? What's the din if the kinim were ready mufurash al salidei abaylim? What's the din when all the ophos are the same min, or when two of them are torim, two of them are b'nei yonah? You get there are going to be a lot of factors to keep in mind as we go through. Most of that stuff is not today. Today's daf is fairly straightforward mishnayos that don't get too involved in too many complicated cases. So the first mishnah is probably the most simple mishnah in the entire masechta because it's just the rules. Chatas hof nasas lamatan v'chatas behema lamalan. Like we said before, a chatas ha'of is done lamata michut ha'sikra on the bottom half of the mizbeach. The chatas behema is done lamala michut ha'sikra, is done on the top half of the mizbeach. Olas ha'of nasas lamalan va'olas behema lamata. The olas ha'of, however, remember ayin ayin, the olas ha'of is lamala, is on the top half, above the chut ha'sikra. The olas behema is on the bottom half of the mizbeach. Vimshina bazeh bazeh puzzle. And if you mess up and you bring the olas ha'of on the bottom half of the mizbeach or the chatas ha'of on the top half of the mizbeach, then it is going to be pasul. Zak the mefarish v'mshina b'zeh b'zeh pasul im asa maisa chatas ha'of l'mala pasul. If you do chatas ha'of on the top half of the mizbeach, then it's going to be pasul. Dafka hazaa psula lamalos. So says the Mefarish, wait a second. We keep saying you do it. You do this carbon on the top half. You do the carbon on the bottom half. By the behema, we know what that means. By a behema, it means the hazaa, that you sprinkle the blood on the wrong part of the mizbech, the top part of the mizbech, the bottom part of the mizbech. What do we mean by the oaf? Does it mean you do. What are you doing exactly? Lamata min mizbech, lamala mizbech, that we're talking about that you might be messing up. So says the Mefarish, the hazaa is pasul lamala. Aval hamalik. Malika lamala shera. But if you do the malika is an oaf corresponds to shchita by a behema. We don't shecht an oaf. We do malika by with the fingernail through the back of the neck. So the malika done lamala even on a chatas oaf is going to be kasher. Kitnan berakatche kacher malika bekalmakum b'mizbech shera. The malika can be done anywhere on the mizbech. Ubimitzui. Plukta b'mi'ila perichatas of dikel mandiyam deloma akiv va'olas of les ba'aza rak mitzui v'masal lamata psula. By mitzui, let's say you take a chatas of and you do the mitzui. See, by the chatas of, there's not only the sprinkling of the blood, there is also the squeezing of the blood out of the neck of the animal. So if you do the mitzui of the chatas of on the top half of the mizbech, well, that's a machlokas in the Gemara in Meseches Me'ila. But when it comes to the olas ha'of, there is no hazaa, there's only mitzui. So the olas ha'of, clearly what we say, that the olas ha'of has to be done on the top half of the mizbech, we just said it has nothing to do with malika, and there is no hazaa, so it's got to be talking about the mitzui of the olas ha'of. So what part of the olas ha'of must be done on the top half of the mizbech? The mitzui of the olas ha'of, the squeezing of the blood out of the neck of the Olas Haof. So this is a discussion over here. Which parts of the Avoda are we talking about that by the Olas Haof needs to be Lamala and by the Chatas Haof needs to be Lamata? The Ravid in his Perish on, it appears on Amud Beis over here, but about five lines in Amud Beis, he writes, Aval Malikasa Bekal Makom Mizbech, Kadesh Te Krova Lamakom Azaasa, Umitsoi Dama Shlo Yispazer Dama Nefesh, Shai Shanina Baolos Mitsa Dama Rosh, Lo Mitsa Dama Guf Psula, Shem Nitsa Dam Kula, Ubechatas of Ksiv Vihizam Dama Chatas Miasma, Shem Chatas Taina Dama Nefesh. The Ravid says that the Mitsoi, that the Malika rather, has to be done on the Mizbeach, because it's got to be close to where you're doing the Hazah and the Mitsoi. You don't want blood scattered all over the place. So it's got to be by the Mizbeach, you got to be right there. If you look at the Bala Ma'or on Amud Aleph, on the bottom of the left hand side of the page, Chatasov Pirsha Chacham Tzricha Shetei Melikasa Bim Mizbeach Kadesh Te Krova Lamakom Aza Asa Umitzoy Dam Shlo Yispazer Dam Anefesh. That the Malika must be done on the Mizbeach, because you don't want to be, again, all over the place. You don't want blood scattered everywhere. The blood's got to be in one centralized location. The Balamar then questions that shita of the Ravid. And if you look at the bottom line of the page, in Balamar he writes, Elav Shmamina, the Malikasa Ein Kavius Makom Klal, Va'afilu L'Charchila. Malika, there's no Kavius Makom whatsoever. So not only like the Mefarish says, top of the Mizbeach, bottom of the Mizbeach, wherever you want, the Malika is fine. Ul pizur dama nefesh lo cheshinan ve'ein kviyas makom ela lahaza asa. The only place where we're kovea makom is for the hazaa bilvad, only for the hazaa. We're not worried about the blood getting all over the place when it comes to the Malika. Weiter in the Mishnah, Seder Kinin Kachu. The normal order of things when it comes to kinim is as follows. Hachova echad chatos v'yachadola. If you're bringing a chova, meaning let's say a yoledes is the most common one. That's why, by the way, throughout the Masechta, we're always going to be talking about women. We're always going to be talking about karbonos of this woman, that woman. Why is it only women? A mitzvah also brings kinim. He also brings a set of birds, because typically speaking, we're talking about a yoledes. Yoledes is the most common case, more common than mitzvah. So typically speaking, we speak of yoledes. There, even though there are many more cases where you would bring kinim, but anyway, that's let's just always use that example of yoledes. Let's say a woman gives birth, so she's got to bring a kan, she's got to bring two birds. One of them is brought as a chatos, one of them is brought as an ola, because it's a chiyuv. But b'nedarim b'nedavos kulan olos. If it's nedarim b'nedavos, if these are voluntary things, these are things that she's offering voluntarily. These are birds that she's offering voluntarily, then they're all going to be olos. Now, she could choose to bring a preda, a single bird, if she's taking a neder or a nedava. It doesn't have to be a set of birds, but if she's takes a neder or a nedava on a kan, she says, hare, I like kan, then she's got to bring two birds, and both of them have to be olos, because you can't bring a chatas as a neder or a nedava. So, ezu neder, what is an example of neder? Ha'omer hare alai ola. Saying hare alai is a lashon of a neder. Ve'ezo nedava. What's the lashon of nedava? Ha'omer hare zu ola. Not that it's on me, but that I promise to bring this bird as an ola. More focused on the chefza. This is the one place in Shas where the Gemara, well, not here in Kinim, I'm saying the one example in Shas that the Gemara actually distinguishes between a gavra and chefza is nedarim and nedavos. All the rest, rishonim and more Achronim have developed what's called a din in the gavra, what's called a din in the chefza, but nedarim and nedavos is the original chilik. That's where we have a din in the gavra and in the chefza. Hare alai is a din in the gavra. Hare zu is a din in the chefza. Ma bein nedarim and nedavos, the mainaf kamina, between whether you say hare alai or hare zu, either way you're chayiv to bring the bird as a karban, and it's got to be a karbanola anyway. Neither one is going to be able to be brought as a chatas. So what difference does it make whether it's a neder or a nedava? Ela shanedarim mesu onignavu chayiv b'achriyusan. If you said hare alai, and then the bird gets stolen or the bird dies, so you have to bring another one because it's a din in the gavra. You yourself are mechuyev to bring a bird as an ola. But nedavos, if you said hare zu, you said this bird is going to be an ola, let's say. So mesu onignavu, well, it has to be an ola. Mesu onignavu ein chayiv b'achriyusan. So if the bird dies or if the bird gets stolen, you don't have to bring another one because the din wasn't on you. The din was on that bird. That bird is no longer here, and therefore you don't need to replace it. You don't need to bring anything else in its place as a carbon. Now the Rush asks in his parish over here in the name of Harav Yaakov, why doesn't our Mishnah list another difference between Nedarim and Nedavos, namely that Nedarim can only be brought from Chulin, whereas you can bring for Nedavos even Meiser Sheni could be used for Nedavos. The Gemara Menachos on Daf Pei Beis says this chilik explicitly, that if you say Harei Alai Shlamim, since it's a Chava, lo Yavi Ella Minachulin, when you say Harei Alai, but if you say Harei Zu, then it doesn't have to be brought from Chulin, it could even be brought from Meiser. So the Rush says, don't try to be Metareitz, that the Mishnah only gives some of the chilukim between Nedarim and Nedavos, or really one of the chilukim, one of the many chilukim between Nedarim and Nedavos, but that there must be more. Don't try to say that there are more that the Mishnah doesn't say, because that can't be true. After all, the Gemara Maseches Tainis and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis and the Gemara Maseches Baba Kama and Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis both say that whenever the Mishnah uses the term bain, that the ma bain nedarim l'nedavos, what is bain, what is the difference between them, it's always an expression of lo shi'er klum, that we are going to give you the exhaustive list of everything, that every difference that exists between the two of them. And if the exhaustive list only includes one, so that's all we got over here. There is only one difference. So that can't be the possible answer. The Rush then suggests another answer that he rejects, that can't be the possible answer, and finally he settles on answering in the name of Rav Rabbeinu Elchanan. Again, the question is, why does the Mishnah only list this difference? What about the difference that Nedarim can only be brought from Chulin, whereas Nedavos can be brought from Meiser? So he says, no, we can't mention Nedavos being brought from Meiser over here, because our Mishnah, our Masechta is all about Kinim, and Nedavos of Ophos can only be an Ola. An Ola definitely can't come from Meiser, because an Ola has to be burnt entirely on the Mizbeach. We darshan from the Pasuk, V'nasata ha-kesef b'chol asher tava nafshcha, b'bakor, b'tzon, b'yayin, b'shecher, b'chol asher t'sholcha nafshcha, v'yachalta l'fnei Hashem elokecha, v'samachta ato v'esecha. You need an achila sheish basimcha. If you're going to take your Meiser sheni, you need to go, and you need to eat it, and you need to be happy in that eating. So since we're talking about birds over here, and we're talking about Nedarim and Nedavos of birds, and Nedarim Nedavos of birds can only be an Ola. So Mele, neither Neder nor Nedava can be brought from Meiser when dealing with birds. By Behema, that's what the Gemara was talking about in Maseches Menachos, when it said that Nedarim cannot be brought from Meiser, can only be brought from Chulin, but Nedavos can be brought from Meiser. That was only by Behema, where a person could take as a Nedava something other than a Karban Ola. You could say, Arei Alai Shlamim, okay, good, shlamim, you could eat. An ola, you're not going to eat. The Rush also adds that even though the Mishnah in Maseches Megillah also says Ein Bein Nedarim LeNedavos and gives our distinction and no other distinction, and over there in Megillah there's no reason to assume that we're locked into only birds and that we're not going to discuss anything other than birds, that we're not going to discuss anything about Behema. Nevertheless, the Rush says you have to say that our Mishnah is really the Iker Makom of this statement, and the Megillah just happens to be mentioned Derech Agav, so we just sort of borrowed the terminology from our Mishnah to apply in the Mishnah Megillah. But in Achinami, in Megillah, it really could have given more differences. It could have mentioned the difference between whether it has to be brought Dafka min Achulin or it could be brought from Meiser as well. It's clearly correct that in the Mishnah Megillah, it's only Derech Agav, and over here is the primary place, because what's the context of Megillah? Why does it mention the difference between a Neder and Dava Megillah? Because there's a whole series of Mishnayos, Maseches Megillah, that are the Ein Bains. The Mishnayos and Megillah starts out with Ein Bain Adar Rishon LaAdar Sheni, Ella, it goes through the differences between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, and then it goes into Kala Tarukula Ein Bain, that the two things that are similar to each other, that have differences, so the only difference is, and it's just goes through all of Shah. So obviously, when it gets to Neder and Nedava, that's not the primary location to discuss Neder and Nedava in Maseches Megillah. Here is obviously the primary place. Over there, it's just mentioned Derech Agav. Good. We mentioned that nedarim, if they die or are stolen, so you're still chayiv b'achriyusan. That's the nature of a neder. You said made it personal. Hare alai. So we've pointed out in the past that Rashi in Maseches Chulin and Daf Kuf Lamites says that this chayiv achrayus is only up until the point that you bring him into the azara. If something goes wrong after that, there's no chayiv achrayus. The chayiv achrayus is to bring it to the azara. Hare alai means I have agreed to bring him to the azara. Kivegra over there in Chulin is Mitzayin, that's how Rashi writes in Me'ila, and that's how Tosa says in Chulin as well. Rashi, Me'ila, and Daf Yotesam, and Alef, Tosos, and Chulin, Daf Chav, Bezam, and Bez. So Rabbi Kivegas is Mitzayin to all the other places where it seems that this is clearly correct. The level of achrayus only extends to bringing it to the azara, but not further. Okay, let's see Mishnah Beis now. Mishnah Beis on Amud Beis. Chatas shenis arva ba'olah va'olah shenis arva b'chatas. If a chatas gets mixed in with an olah, and an olah gets mixed in with a chatas, so we're talking about mufurashos over here. You know which you had a bird that was already designated to be used as a chatas, and then a bird that has already been designated to be used as an olah gets mixed up with it. You cannot no longer identify which one is a chatas, which one is an olah, and even in afilu echad baribo. Let's say you have 10,000 chataos, and one ola gets mixed in with them, yamusu kulam. They all have to die. Why do they all have to die? So the rush at the bottom says, pirish di ef shala hakrivan, you can't be makriv them, shema yasu chatas lamala v'alu lamata, like we explained before. Because if you take any one of them and you say, okay, look, there were 10,000 chataos, so I'll do this one on the lamata michuta sikra, treat it like a chatas. But it might be the ola, and if it's an ola being brought lamata michuta sikra, it's going to be pasul. Ubezvachim shenisarvu amin and hasam breish parakol zvachim shenisarvu. When it comes to zvachim, ophos are not referred to as zvachim. Zvachim means animal sacrifices. Ophos are bird sacrifices, right? So when it comes to zvachim that gets mixed in with each other, it's not the same halacha. We don't just say, let them all die and you're stuck and you can't do anything. No, we have an eitzah when it comes to zvachim. What's the eitzah? Let them graze until they develop a mum. Once they develop a mum, they're possible to be brought as a karban anyway. Let's say you have the two animals, two sheep that get mixed in with each other, and you don't know which one is which, and then you let them graze until they develop a mum, and let's say you get $100 for the more expensive one and $90 for the cheaper one. So take $100 and bring a chatas, and take $100 and bring an ola, and that's it, and you're good to go, because you have that option of waiting till they develop a mum, they become pasul, and then use money in its place, and the money could be used to designate new korbanos. And at the end of the day, what will you lose? You lose $10. V'yafsid amosar mi beso. You'll end up losing $10 because you're gonna have to make up the difference between the cheaper animal and the more expensive animal. Why don't we have that option by ofos? Well, it's very obvious. Aval ofos in lehem pidyon. These are parakal menachos v'darsh lo b'sifri midukziv in behema hatameo padaberkha b'behema kosm daber. First of all, there's no pidyon by ofos, and because there's no pidyon, meaning no pidyon is the other side of the coin of the fact that there's no psul of bali mumin by ofos. An oaf that has a mum is kosher only if it's mechusar ever is a psul. You can't let the oaf hang out until it becomes mechusar ever. It's never going to happen. I mean, it's likely never going to happen. Animals don't typically just lose a varim. They'll develop a mum, a bubu will get, but to lose a varim is not going to happen. So, and therefore, and there's no pidyon anyway. Even if it were to become mechusar ever, there is no din of pidyon by ofos. So good. So that's why yamusu kulam, they all have to die. There's nothing you can do about it. Chatas shenisarva b'chova. Let's say a chatas gets mixed in with a kan of chova. What's a kan of chova? It means that there are two birds in there. One of them is a chatas. One of them is an ola. So you have an external. You have a preda chatas that gets mixed in with a chatas and an ola. So in kasher elikimin chatos shebechova. So you can bring one chatas, and that will be safe. We're assuming that you have a kan stuma, that you have not yet determined which of the kan is the chatas and which is the ola. So the hakrav of the kohen is going to be what makes that determination anyhow. So let the kohen bring a bird as a chatas. His hakrav is going to determine. So whichever bird it is, he's fine. If it was the bird that just came into the mix, that was a chatas. If it's any one of the birds that's part of the Kan Stuma, so he is now designated as the Chatas. So that's fine, but then you can't bring another one. Because if you're bringing the second one, what are you going to do? You'll bring it as an Ola, it might be the one that got mixed in, that was a Chatas. You'll bring it as a Chatas, well, it might be the second set, the second one from the set, which now has to be an Ola, because the first one from the set was a Chatas. So you can't play games, you have to only bring one. But the rule is really bigger than that. Let's say you have 10 Chataos, 10 Predos of Chatas, that get mixed in with one Kan Stuma. Also, you can only bring one Chatas. Let's say it gets mixed in with two Kan Stumos, so you have four birds, none of them are designated yet what's what, so then you're going to be allowed to bring two. Then you could always bring up until the minimum amount of Chataos in the Chova, in the Kinim of Chova. V'chein Ola shenis arva b'chova, and the same is the reverse. If a carbon Ola, if a bird that's an Ola, gets mixed in with a Chova, with a Kan Stuma, ein kasher el kaminyan Ola shebechova, you're only going to be able to bring the amount of birds that equals the amount of Olos in the Chova. So if let's say you have 100 Ola birds that now get mixed in with, I don't know, three pairs of Chovos, right? Three kinim of Chovos. So how many kabanos are you going to be able to bring? You're going to be able to bring three Olos and that's it. Not a single Chatas, because any Chatas you bring, any bird you bring that and you claim as a Chatas might really be an Ola, but you can bring three Olos, because of your original group of Chovos, you had six birds, none of them were Mefurish yet, what they're going to be used for, so through the Hakrava of the Kohen, you can be Mefarish, their use, now as an Ola, but that's it, that's the maximum. Bein shechovim rubo nedavim wetes, and this is true, that whether it's, let's say, the you have more chovos than you have nedava, for instance, let's say you have a situation where you have five kinim stumos, so of the ten total birds, five of which are supposed to be an ola, five of which are supposed to be a chatas, but you have not been mefarish, which one is which yet, and then two olas from outside come and get mixed in. So you're still allowed to bring five olos, right? You can still bring five olos, because regardless, you're not going to be running into any trouble, because if any of these birds that you're bringing are from are two of the olos nedava that came flying in, it's fine, those are olos also. And even if none of them are olos nedava, you have up till five that you're allowed to bring from the kinim stumos that you brought. Or if, let's say, it's 1,000 olos that come from the outside world, and you have only five kinim stumos of here, still you can only bring five olos, because second you bring a sixth bird, it might be the pair of one of the kinim that you've already brought the ola in, and therefore it would have to be a chatas. Bein shestein shavos, or if it's an equal number, doesn't make a difference. The rule is always going to be the same. The rule is always going to be the amount of birds you're allowed to bring is the type that have flown in, the type of carbon that have flown in, but the number has to be the number of birds in the chova that would have to be brought for this type. So if chataos flew in, it would have to be the number of chataos in the chova. If olos flew in, it would be the number of olos in the chova. Mishnah Gimel, Bamedvar Mamurim, when is all this true? Bechovo b'nedava, that's when you have a chovo and nedava that gets mixed in with each other. Av b'chovosh in sarva zubazu, but what if two chovos get mixed in with each other? Achas lezu v'achas lezu, shtayim lezu v'shtayim lezu, shalosh lezu v'shalosh lezu, mechza kosher, mechza pasel. So then, whether it's one person's chova and another one chova, one kan of chova, or two each, or three each, doesn't make a difference. It's going to be half kasher, half pasul. If you look at the Rush explains on the bottom left-hand side, mechza kasher, she yakrif hakohen, echel the olav yechel the chatas, vim him, let's say this is achas azu v'achas azu. So you have a total of four birds, right? You have two people's kinim get mixed with each other. So you take, the kohen can bring half of them, means two birds. One is an ola, one is a chatas. Vim him shall Rachel, if both of the birds that he brought happen to end up being Rachel's birds, hare tov, wonderful. Vim him shall shtehen, and if one is Rachel's and one is Leah's, hare kirev chatas lezu v'yel lezu, good. So you brought a chatas for one, and nola for the other one. V'yavi kan acher v'yisnu beinehen. And then the two of them, Rachel and Leah, are going to have to get together, bring another kan, and make a tanai that whichever birds were missing, this should count for those birds. But the Kohen himself cannot take from this. From these mixed up four birds and bring any more than two of them, because then he might be messing up in terms of which one he's going to be bringing for who. So then it's going to be possible to do any more than half. Achas lezu, shtayim lezu, shalosh lezu, ve'esa lezu, umeya lezu, hamuat kasher. If it's an uneven mixture, one of them has one set, another Rachel has one set, and Leah has two sets, and Sarah has three sets, etc. So always the muat is gonna be kasher. Always you always have to go with the smallest number in order not to in order to play it safe. Bein mishem echad, bein mishnei shemos, bein miyisha achas, bein mishnei nashim. Whether it's mishem echad. Meaning they're both the same chiyuv, both chiyuvim from Leda, or whether it's shtei shemos, one is for Leda, one is for Ziva, or whether it's from one woman, whether it's from multiple women, you always have to play it safe and always go with the smallest number. Mishnah Dal, Ketzad Mishem Echad. What does Mishem Echad mean? Leda v'Leda, Ziva v'Ziva, Mishem Echad. Shem Echad means what the basis of the chiyuv was, why this carbon is being brought. Mishnei Shemos would be Leida v'Ziva. That one is for Leida, one is for Ziva. One kan is being brought for a birth, and the other one for being a Zava. Ketzad Mishtei Nashim, what's an example of Mishtei Nashim? Alzu Leida v'Alzu Leida. They're both being brought for Leida, but one is by Rachel, one is by Leah. Alzu Ziva v'Alzu Ziva, Mishem Echad. That's Mishem Echad, Shtei Nashim Mishem Echad. That one woman has a Ziva, and the other woman also has a Ziva, but they're two different women. Mishnei Shemos is Alzu Leida v'alzu Ziva. Shtei Nashim Mishnei Shemos is Rachel's bringing for Leida and Leah is bringing for Ziva. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shtei Nashim Shalachu as Kinein Be'eruv O Shenasim Dmei Kinein LeKohen LeEzo Shiyitza Kohen Yakrav LeChatos LeEzo Shiyitza Kohen Yakrav Ola Bein Mishem Echad Bein Mishnei Shemos. A very important din. Two women that buy, let's say they each know that they're Chayev Akan. It doesn't matter why. One of them is Chayev for Leida, one is Chayev for Ziva. It doesn't make a difference. But they each know that they're Chayev Akan and they know that Akan, that a set of two birds costs $50, a set of four birds costs $100. They chip in their money together, they buy four birds. And they say nothing about whose birds are whose. They don't identify which birds belong to whom, and they don't identify which birds are Na'ola, which birds are Chatos. They just give the four birds to the Kohen and say, knock yourself out. So the Kohen can determine whose is what. The Kohen has the full rights to decide which are Rachel's birds, which are Leah's birds, which is the Chatos, which is Na'ola. That's perfectly fine. They could just give the money to the Kohen and let the Kohen figure it out from there. That's also fine. Hajj al-Lachat itself, okay, one third of the way done. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow, the second paragraph of Sechel's Kiddush.